makers of Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast, present I Love a Mystery. Love a Mystery, presenting the latest adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie, specialists in crime and adventure, now engaged in traveling secretly from the Mexican border to the Canadian border by underground railway in the face of death. You know, just yesterday, I heard a woman say,
I tell you, Sarah, if I were a man, I'd enlist in the Army or Navy right now. I want to do something. But what can a woman do to help the defense program?
Now, I just hope that lady's listening in, because I want to remind her and other American women that there's plenty you can do to help. As a matter of fact, you women are already faced with one of the biggest civilian defense problems, the problem of making Americans strong and healthy and more efficient. And it's not an easy job. It's been stated that 40% of the people in the United States have poor and inadequate diets. This means they're not getting enough of the right kinds of foods, enough of the essential vitamins. And because it's your duty and the duty of every American woman to see that your families enjoy Health Plus, I want to tell you that you can get many of these important vitamins easily and inexpensively in Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast. But remember, no other yeast has all the vitamins shown on the Fleischmann label. So for a good supply of vitamin B complex and other important vitamins, drink 2 cakes of Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast every day. Yes, drink it, America. To your health. Secret Passage to Death, a new Carlton Morse adventure thriller. O'clock in the afternoon, far off the beaten path in the mountainous backcountry, somewhere in Inyo County in southeastern California. It's been 3 months now since the nightmare case of the monster in the mansion was completed, and it's only been a month since Reggie got out of the hospital, recovered from the injury received on the case. Just a week ago, a very correct gentleman walked into the boys' A1 detective agency offices and made them a very strange proposition. As a result of the proposition, the three left their luscious secretary, Jerry Booker, in charge of the office and filtered unobtrusively and, they hoped, unobserved down to the Mexican border. There, in the back room of a border hangout of doubtful repute, a Spanish girl gave them a message which sent them stealthily to a riding stable on the outer edge of town. There, they were mounted on 3 fine horses and added instructions murmured into Jack's ear by a Mexican stable boy. And here they are on the final stretch of the first lap of their strange mission, racing against time and someone who is following them.
Yeah, ain't no doubt about it, Jack. Here they come over the ridge. We're being followed.
They're coming fast, huh?
Like Billy, oh, how much farther, Jack?
About a mile. No more talking now. Dig in and ride.
Woo!
Mountain stream ahead.
Never mind the mountain stream.
Here we go.
Hey, get out of that sand. Here's the road over here.
And water road. Come on, baby. Show us, Texas boy, what you can do. Come on, up the bank with you. That's the girl. Up there. What's holding you back?
Jack, I've been watching over my shoulder. They still haven't caught sight of us.
Never mind that. Ride.
Well, man, this here road show ain't travel much. We're nearly up to our knees in leaves.
Yeah. There's a stretch just ahead, Kyle, of a rock cliff, so keep your horse's head up.
You bet you.
I say, we're about to descend through sheer rock cliffs.
Yeah, this is the stretch I was telling you about. Watch out.
Whoopee, boy, what a run. Hang on to your hat, kid.
Hey, Doc, cut the clowning and ride, will you?
Well, okay, son.
I say, I hear running water.
Yeah. I hope there's a bridge there when we come to it. That's an awful deep ravine on our left.
Son, you ain't kidding. Hey, Jack, that's a bridge up yonder.
Yeah. It's a narrow one. We'll have to take it one at a time.
Okay, lead off, son.
You bring up the rear, Doc.
Well, look here, a belly swinging bridge. Jack's over. Here I go.
That's a boy, Red Yacker. We're nearly there.
Shouldn't be long now.
We must be out riding the men behind us. Haven't seen them since that last bridge. Way back.
I hope so. They shouldn't have been behind us at all.
There's another bridge ahead. It's a wide one. We can all take it at once.
That's the bridge I was looking for. Not far now. We turn to the right just ahead onto a gravel road. Follow me.
There's a farmhouse yonder among the trees. Is that our destination?
It is if there's a white gate open.
Yeah. Well, son, there's your white gate, and it's standing wide open.
Okay. Inside and head across the pasture for that barn.
Come on, baby, we're heading for the barn.
What do we do when we get to the barn?
The big doors at the front should be standing wide open.
Yeah. Here they are, too. I can see them.
Right into the barn. Come on, this is the last lap.
Oh. Okay, son, here we are. Now what? Shall I close the doors?
No, I'm supposed to press a button here in the wall someplace.
Press a button?
Yeah. Oh, here it is.
But you press a button, then what happens?
Watch.
Hey. Why, it's the elevator. The whole darn barn's going down into the ground.
No, not the whole barn, just the room.
Oh, really? Well, I'll be a skinned skunk and hung up to dry. This don't beat anything I ever did see.
Pretty clever, huh?
Yeah. Well, okay, we're down. Now what?
We wait.
For what?
I don't know yet.
Say, Jack, what's up above? Do you know? What takes the place of this room up at the entrance of the barn?
Hey, Mal. Anybody who tries to get into the side of the barn we came in, all they find is a mouthful of hay.
Ain't this the silliest darn thing you ever did see? What's a contraption like this doing way up here on a mountain ranch anyhow?
Didn't you ever hear of an underground railway?
I say.
Oh, well, you mean this is one?
This is one of the stations.
Well, I'll be. Jack, I swear to my grandma, I never knowed we was getting into anything like this. You mean they use this to smuggle folks in and out of the country?
I've told you everything I know about it. All I know is we're here to do a job.
Well, what kind of a job?
That's what we're here to find out.
Well, what happens if we don't want the job after we hear about it?
I don't know.
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah. How about getting the saddles off these horses and giving them a rub down?
Brother, my neck's steaming like a boiler.
Yeah. How'd you like to spit out that bit for a while, baby?
Oh, leave the bits in.
Huh?
Don't want to take any chance of their whinnying for a while. Hey, find anything to rub them down with, Reggie?
Here's some old pieces of saddle blanket. Some horse blankets here to cover them with after we finish, too.
Oh, good.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Look, huh?
I see.
Hey, where did you come from?
Through the door yonder.
But I thought we was down underground.
You are.
But I don't see...
Hey, you will in a minute. Are you Jack Packard?
No, ma'am. I'm Doc Long.
I'm Packard.
Oh, well, I'm Mrs. Tom Blair, Mr. Packard. My husband owns this ranch here, Stop Plant.
Oh, I see.
And you men are to come with me.
But the horses?
Oh, they're Tom's horses. One of the men will take care of them.
Oh, I see.
Now, come with me. You go on through and wait while I lock the door.
Yeah, how about me helping you?
No.
Well, all right. Hey, we're in a kind of a tunnel.
What do you mean, a kind of a tunnel? It is a tunnel.
Well, okay, so it's a tunnel.
Now then, will one of you hand me that kerosene lantern off the peg?
You bet you. Hey, y'all, Mrs. Blair.
Thank you. Come this way.
Fine sandy dust underfoot. This tunnel must stay dry the year round.
Yes, it does.
Are the others here?
What others?
I don't know. That was just a shot in the dark.
Oh, there's no use questioning me. I don't know a thing about anything.
Oh, but your husband, Tom Blair, does, huh?
Well, Tom's a rancher. Why would he know anything? Just a minute.
Hey, it's a door. Is this way out?
No. You gentlemen wait in here, please.
I see. Nothing but a bare, sod room.
Yeah.
Come on in.
I don't get it.
I'll leave this here lantern on the peg inside the door so you'll have some light.
Hey, you just gonna leave us here?
My husband will be along directly.
Joe, locked in to boot.
Jack, what you make of this setup anyhow?
You know as much as I do.
You're taking it mighty calm.
Well, why not? There's a $500 retainer fee in our bank in Hollywood and another $2,000 to go with it when we finish the job.
Yes, but what job?
I don't know.
Yeah, we've been riding the tails off them plugs for 6 hours without a let-up, and instead of getting a chance to wash you up and tuck some grub away and go to bed, what happens? We get stuck away underground in that old sod room.
Oh, relax, Doctor. Well,
why should I?
You'll live longer.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Somebody's unlocking the door.
Good evening, men.
Good evening.
How do you do?
I'm Tom Blair.
I'm Packard.
Glad to know you, Packard.
This is Doc Long. This is Reggie York.
Howdy, Mr. Blair.
I'll take you to where you can clean up, and then we'll throw some food into you presently. But first, I got to ask you a question.
Yeah, shoot.
Those horsemen who were following you get a good look at your faces?
Well, as far as we know, they didn't. Certainly not after we knew they were on our trail.
When did you know that?
Oh, about 6 miles the other side of this place.
How'd you come to know you was being followed?
Well, first we didn't. Reggie happened to look back and notice the posse coming up on us fast from over a rise. We didn't have any idea whether they were after us or not, but we didn't like the look of it, so we lit out.
It didn't take long after that to figure out who they was chasing.
Oh, yeah. They'd like to catch up to you, all right.
Why?
Well, that's nothing to do with me.
Well, who does it have to do with?
You'll get all that after you've eaten.
Well, would you mind answering me this, then? What would have happened to us if we had have been caught?
A couple of slugs in the liver. Carcasses tossed down some out-of-the-way canyon.
I say.
Hey, who was them bandits, anyhow?
That I wouldn't know.
You don't know nothing, do you, Spoke?
Never mind. We're sorry we lured whoever they were into this neighborhood, Blair. Are they liable to suspect you're hiding us and make trouble?
No, we took care of that.
How?
Three of my men were waiting on horses in the woods where you turned off to the barn.
For what?
They took up the ride down the road where you left off.
That posse's chasing three of your men now?
Sure. Must be 10-12 miles away by now. Still going strong.
Oh, I say, what happens then?
Oh, when my boys get tired, they'll lead them up some blind mountain road and lose them.
Well, pretty clever.
Yeah, and who'd ever think a nice little old farmhouse like this for... think it was an underground railroad station anyhow, don't...
Just a minute. Yeah? What is it?
Tom, honey, they just brought an unconscious girl in on a stretcher.
An unconscious girl?
Yes, and the queerest thing, she's Chinese.
Beginning of adventure, the first station in an underground railway. A posse of killers, and now they bring in a Chinese girl on a stretcher. They? Who are they? But first, a brief message from the makers of Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast. Now, I'll bet that when you modern housekeepers buy things for your families, you're pretty careful, aren't you?
Pretty careful isn't the word, Mr. Dalstead. We're regular Sherlock Holmes, looking for evidence that tells us we're really getting our money's worth.
Well, that's the way you should be, especially when you buy food for your families. Because right now, it's more important than ever for busy Americans to have properly balanced diets. And this means getting adequate amounts of important vitamins, especially of the vitamin B complex, which you find in natural foods like yeast. So, before you or other members of your family start taking yeast for an added supply of vitamins, I want to suggest that you read the Fleischmann's yeast label first.
Is there a difference in the vitamin content of various yeast?
You bet. Fleischmann's yeast is not only one of the richest natural sources of vitamin B complex, it contains other important vitamins as well. Just look at the label. Vitamin A, 3,100 units. Vitamin B1, 150 units. Vitamin D, 400 units. Vitamin G, 40 to 50 units. And remember, Fleischmann's is the only yeast with all these vitamins. And that includes fresh yeast, dry yeast, and any other kind of yeast. So friends, if you want to add vitamin B complex and other essential vitamins to your diet, drink 2 cakes of Fleischmann's fresh yeast every day. Yes, drink it, America. To your health.